If you're somebody who is looking to get started after a career break but needs some motivation, here I am with you on this episode of Karishma Connect, speaking to Sonal B. Chibber, who is an ex-banker turned writer, author, mother, who speaks to me about all those roles and how she kind of has evolved through each one of them to embrace herself as an author today with over 5 books to her name and several anthologies. But she also talks to me about, she discusses the process of writing with me, different avenues available for writers, publishing, and a whole lot more. So go check out the episode, and until the next one, stay tuned. This is Karishma, and I'll be back yet again. Until then, ta-da.
Thank you so much, Sonal ma'am, for joining me on this episode of Karishma Connect. It's a pleasure to have you, and I'm so grateful to you for having connected, and for, you know, I have been connected with your journey as well for quite some time, and it's always been interesting to see how you do what you do. And I'd love for you to share with my audience about your journey so far. How have you arrived where you are today, and what makes it so special? Please feel free to get into the details as well.
Hi Karishma, it's a pleasure to connect to you and your audience, and I would say keep up the good work. And regarding my journey, so my journey so far has been one of, you know, resilience and self-discovery, because I have been transitioning from various roles in corporate, educational, and media sectors to becoming an award-winning author, blogger, and motivational speaker today. So despite facing, you know, unexpected challenges, I have embraced change and followed my passions, leaving my mark on the literary and inspirational landscape. So to start with, I was a banker and back in India. So that's when I started, but soon I realized, you know, the banking and the finance world is not for me, and I was more inclined towards the literary world. And I had been chief editor in my college, St. Xavier's in Mumbai. So I was always more inclined into writing and speaking and mass communication. So After that, I you know, transitioned to educational world because I wanted to share my knowledge and guide students. But then, you know, always the love of writing, writing books always lingered on, and I kept postponing it because with full-time jobs, it's difficult to give time to your passion. But it so happened, like in pandemic, it gave me a chance to re-evaluate my priorities and pursue my passions. And that is how I started. There was one, you know, contest going on Kaleech Times regarding writing views about the community living and academic gardens. So I participated in that, and I was chosen, and, you know, my article came in the newspapers, gave me that, you know, the push behind that, you know, I'm still relevant, I can write, and people appreciate my views. And then, you know, I went on to write my books. As an author, I wrote 5 books, and I was part of 50 plus anthologies. And then I was featured in radio, television, and a lot of talk shows, corporate and otherwise. And my articles got, you know, printed in a lot of countries like South Africa, US, UK, and of course, Dubai and India. So that has been my journey. Like, I started in the corporate world, went into educational field, then media, because I was journalist and editor-in-chief for long with a lot of PR agencies, being an expat and being a mother of 3 kids and, you know, being in a foreign land, it's not easy to make your mark. But I'm glad, you know, the pandemic gave me that opportunity to, you know, think over and then, you know, transition. And today I have a full-time job as well as a senior communications consultant and marketing specialist. And I am an author as well. And I have these corporate sessions, and I'm a motivational speaker for women empowerment as well, and global sustainability ambassador as well. So yeah, I have come full circle. It has not been easy, but I'm glad I took that risk and, you know, pursued my passion. Basically, writing has been a constant passion for me. And looking back, I have witnessed significant growth and refinement in my craft. So, you know, words have become powerful tools for me and for self-expression and connection with others. And I'm grateful for the journey that has led me to where I am today. So at one point, like 5 years back, I wouldn't have thought that, you know, I will transition to the world of writing in terms of, you know, I was always writing as a journalist but and an editor, and I had publications under me, but, you know, releasing my own books, I never thought that dream would come true. And in this day and age, it's difficult, but I made it happen. And I won various awards, you know, for my writing and, you know, philanthropic work. So I think it's a passion. And if you, you know, concentrate on that, focus on that, and, you know, externally and internally, and keep, you know, going at it, keep upgrading yourself. So I think it will turn into a more lucrative career also. At the same time, you would feel, you know, joyful because you are pursuing your passion. So it's not like you are working 9 to 5 and looking for that, you know, salary. It's like you are having gains in the non-materialistic sense, and it is giving you joy, joy to your heart. Because when people write to me, like mainly women, that they have got inspired being expat mothers or being back to the job after, you know, a break, or they have been thinking of writing, but they never knew what steps they could, you know, take to become an author or a writer. So it gives me joy, and it's not been easy, but then, you know, I've dabbled with different spheres and different worlds, and it has given me that experience. And with my own experience, I encourage people to, you know, pursue their passions. So yeah, it's been a good journey for me. Yeah.
Tell me, you've dabbled across so many roles, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about the fact, how much of it is about staying relevant and how much of it is about pursuing passion and kind of lasting at it?
So over the years, I've learned that staying relevant requires a conscious effort to continuously evolve and adapt to new challenges and opportunities. So while it may feel like pressure at times, but it's essential to, you know, stay engaged with your audience and staying, you know, true to your authentic voice and values. Because I feel, you know, my authentic voice and my honest and straightforward opinions make me connect with the audience. And I keep evolving myself in terms of, you know, adding to my skills, attending various conferences, seminars and courses, so that, you know, I take up relevant topics because I know I have an audience mainly of women who look up to me. And so being relevant is one thing, but then, you know, evolving yourself and upgrading yourself and connecting with your audience on an honest and authentic basis is very important. And when you do that, I mean, then automatically you connect with your audience, and when you are pursuing your passion, it.
Tell me about your written work, ma'am.
So a lot of my books have been about my experiences as a mother, as an expat, as a professional, as somebody who talks about women empowerment, sustainability, getting back to work after a break. So all those experiences have contributed, and that challenged me, because when I came here in Dubai like 17 years back, so I had to struggle my way up to make a mark. And I failed. Why not share my story with other women, with other professionals who are, you know, intending to write or intending to work, and they have a setback that we cannot, because we don't know the local language, we don't know, we are not in our comfort zone and in our own country, how will we progress? So giving them that motivation and sharing tips with them that how I progressed and how I made it through. So it's not a rocket science. If you have that motivation and focus in you, you can always, you know, proceed. So that was my, you know, inclination to share, so that, you know, others don't go through the struggles or the potholes I went through, and they get encouraged and they also move ahead, because I like stronger women, you know, making progress. And why, if I can be a reason to their, you know, doing the progress and learning from my mistakes, then why not? So that was my whole intention of writing books and, you know, becoming an author.
when it comes to empowerment and when it comes to people seeking empowerment, there's a huge part of mindset involved there. How do you think people can, what do you think people should keep in mind when they are looking at somebody to feel empowered by? Or that is one side of my question. I'll come to my next question, but to begin with, yeah.
Okay. So I think in today's times, empowerment goes beyond just a buzzword, you know, just we say empowerment. It doesn't mean unless you have, you know, a story attached to it or you have certain experiences attached to it. So it's about fostering genuine opportunities for individuals, I would say, not just women, but individuals to thrive, achieve their goals, and make meaningful connections and contributions to the society at large. So it requires breaking down barriers, amplifying diverse, you know, voices, and promoting inclusivity and equality.
What have you learned over the years, ma'am, about publishing that you can share with the audience that is tuning in, especially youngsters who are looking to, you know, evolve from being just a writer to becoming an author and then eventually having, because I do know from fellow writers that publishing is a very difficult process altogether. It has its own steps and it's perhaps the process that is often not thought about writing.
Yeah.
So what do you think is what's the kind of knowledge that you can share around publishing, because you've done that yourself and that too so many times?
So it's not an easy journey, first of all. If you are you know, beginning to think on the lines of becoming a writer and an author, then it's a long haul. There are no shortcuts here. So for, you know, young people, I would say it may look like a very lucrative and very, you know, good this thing square to be in, but then you have to be really prepared to do the hard work, to see the setbacks happening and, you know, improve yourself. Like for the youngsters now with the digital age, they feel for a shortcut, or now there is ChatGPT, there are so many other things. But if you have to be an authentic, you know, writer and author, then you have to, you know, have your original work. There has to be originality, what you are passionate about, not just because everybody is writing on some, you know, subject. So I also write on that because it's working. No, because it won't work unless you're authentic and you connect to the audience, because the audience is smart enough. They know, you know, where the knowledge and everything is coming from. So if you're passionate about, it could be sports, it could be music, it could be anything. Whatever you're passionate about, first, just keep on writing. Have a dedicated time of writing. Like I will write 500 words today. Set a target and, you know, write daily. Read a lot, because nowadays children don't read. They don't, you know, believe in writing a lot. You have to do that if you want to be a good author. And then finding the publishers is another, you know, sphere altogether now. But I am happy there is Emirates Literature Foundation here in Dubai, which encourages such initiatives. They have a lot of programs for, you know, youngsters and everything, where you can pitch your book, pitch your ideas. And if they like it, they will, you know, find the publishers for you and do all the work. Other than that, for me, finding publisher was difficult. But then, because India is my home country and I knew people there, so I got my books published there. I found the publishers there because I could connect, you know, easily, and everything was, because I was like starting afresh, so I didn't want to invest too much. And you never know, because your books sometimes work, it doesn't work. So I wanted to first, you know, test the waters in my home country so that I know the whole process, how the pitching happens, how the publishers come on board, and how your books will be promoted. So once or twice, you know, it will take you, and not your every book. Like my first book was Living Life on Your Own Terms. It connected to some people. It didn't connect to some people. So I didn't, you know, expect overnight success, and nor do, you know, youngsters should expect that. Just because one book didn't work, just because you had a bad experience with one publisher, doesn't mean, you know, you have to give up. And now you have options with digital books as well. I mean, if you don't want to go towards the paper books and this thing, you can go to towards digital books. There are so many platforms nowadays, so many apps where you can get your, you know, books published. Amazon is there. Any app you can go through and, you know, work on that. And you don't even now have to write in a pen and paper. You can type, you insight, things have become much easier. But then you have to do a thorough study for that. You know, Google is there. Otherwise, you have some author friends or journalist friends. Take their mentorship, take their opinion, and go. Be prepared to go through the whole process and not give up in between. Because I find people start off and are very enthusiastic, and then they face one setback, and they are like, now we don't want to go ahead. It's a lengthy process. But believe me, if you go through that process, and things will progress. I mean, it's a journey, and but journey has drawbacks. Journey has setbacks, but then it has applause also, awards also. And being here, I've got so many awards for my writing. You know, Dr. Boo Abdullah awarded me for Best Writer Poetess Award in Women in Emirati Day. And, so many awards I've got just for my writing. And so I feel if I can do it, being a mother, having full-time job, being an expat, then, youngsters today are full of energy. They have all the time. They have all the resources, which we didn't have back in our time, like so many apps, so many things. So if they have those kind of digital resources, make use of it. And, pursue your passion and never give up, because it's okay if you don't succeed, but try, you will succeed. The idea is to, be inspiring and be inspired. So, you should live life on your own terms, not to think of what will the society say if I fail, what will my peers say, they will say anyway. Just, stick to your ground, do your work, do the hard work, and success will be yours.
What do you have to say about career breaks and navigating mm-hmm. them?
So I would say for those navigating career breaks, I recommend taking time to reassess your priorities, first of all, and then explore new interests and seek support from mentors of all communities. Like I said, you have to have a good mentor or, somebody you look up to where you can take an opinion, like, because you know your strengths. Then people also realize, like for you, people told you, okay, start the podcast, because they could feel that you could make a difference. Same way, you they have to search for a good mentor and reassess your priorities, and finding a greater purpose, I feel, often involves introspection and then resilience and embracing opportunities for growth and reinvention. Like I told you, in the COVID period, I got that chance to reevaluate my priorities, pursue my passion. So you have to take a step back, and especially when you are on a career break, you have the time and you have that atmosphere where you can sit quietly, introspect, like, what is your passion, what skills you need to get upgraded for, and how you want to move ahead, and where you see yourself 5 years from now. I mean, the idea for me was I could very well do a corporate job, earn my money and live comfortably. But then, what legacy I'm leaving behind? Think of a greater goal, not just for yourself, but, for the society at large. Make your nation proud, make your country proud. Wherever you are living, with whatever resources you have, make best use of it and, make a mark. Because eventually, you will be known by your work, by the legacy you leave behind. So that is very important. Like, world will go on, jobs will be there, but then what is your forte, what is your dream which you want to pursue? That is very important. So when you bounce back from your career break, it's a myth. I wanted to bust that myth that women who take a career break are not serious, and once they come back, they don't have options. Options will always be there, provided you know what you're passionate about and give you 100%, and you don't have to then chase success. Success will chase you.
My last question to you, ma'am, is dabbling across all those roles, finding mm-hmm. your niche and also kind of building yourself, mm-hmm. all of that require, and there's a lot of multitasking involved in yes. that process. Right. What have you learned? What is that one thing you have learned or figured out about mm-hmm. multitasking that has worked for you?
So I would say setting goals and being disciplined in my work has worked for me, Because, you know, if you don't have a goal, you don't work towards it. And if you're not focused and you get diverted on and off, then it's a challenge. So you have to be physically and mentally fit, because you know you are going into a long journey, and you know, you have to dabble in many things. Like being a mother, you become a multitasker yourself. But then, you know, even if you are not a mom, nowadays there are so many things happening that you have to multitask. And unless you are focused and unless you have clear goals which you need to achieve, you will never reach there, because, you know, one diversion or one setback can make you come back to square one. And even if you are back to square one, you should have that resilience and consistency to move ahead. So yeah, you have to persevere. And if you are, you know, consistent, perseverant and resilient, and you never give up, then I think success will be yours one day or the other. So I think you should go on, keep moving. And I would say keep learning, because that will make you grow in life. So keep learning, keep growing, and live life on your own terms, and just, you know, keep trying. Never give up. Never give up on your dreams, because, you know, you will regret later on that I didn't do that. So keep no regrets. Whatever happened, happened. Now be positive, move in a, you know, fruitful direction, and become successful.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me. I'm sure many people who have kind of felt, you know, felt off, like they have taken a break and they need to restart, and a benefit from this conversation. So thank you so much for doing that with me. It means a lot. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for the discussion. I enjoyed sharing my views with you. And like I said, let's both of us keep doing good work and making positive difference in the society.